You're listening to and Explore Your Ability production.
I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners and the custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded on today, the eight clans of the Yorta Yorta Nation. I also pay my respects to their elders past and present.
Hi, my name's Chris Stevens Todd, and you're listening to Out Loud, exploring LGBTIQA+ topics and stories. Welcome to this week's episode of Out Loud, but before we get into it all, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening each week, whether it's listening via Joy Media on Tuesday nights or wherever you get your podcasts from. Without you, it would just be me talking to myself. To our international listeners as well from America, South Africa, Canada and Ireland, tuning in each week, thank you. Now let's get to this week's topic. We'll be covering drag story time, which first started in 2015 in America by author and activist Michelle T, with the goal of promoting and reading and diversity. These events will be hosted by drag queens reading children's books in public libraries. First, let's talk about what is drag. Drag is an art form that has been around for centuries, including during the First World War. Drag has evolved within the gay community, and it can be performed by all genders. A drag performance combines elements of fashion, makeup, dance, lip-syncing, music and comedy. It is important to remember that like all other forms of art, it's available on a wide spectrum, from mature themes at a nightclub to child-friendly performances that would be appropriate for libraries and community centres. Just like an actor can do an R-rated movie and a G-rated kids movie, drag queens have different levels of how they can entertain. A quote I saw from John Casey, "Drag queens are incredibly talented and they are trying to live their lives, and in the process, brighten the lives of those around them." That's the message parents should be communicating to their kids at any age. It's all about acceptance and being loved for who you are. Now that's a great quote, and we should remember that as we dive into some of the areas of this podcast episode. So we'll rehash on that at the end. During drag story time, the drag queens will read a storybook to children, often promoting themes of acceptance, diversity, and self-expression. Presenting characters and families from diverse backgrounds, the host will also often interact with the participants, answering questions the children may have, playing games, making crafts, posing for photographs with the children. The overview aim of drag story time is to provide a positive message to children about the diversity of gender expression. Over time, drag story time has branched out across the world. Shepparton itself has run drag story time over the past 5 years as part of the Out in the Open Festival at the GV Library, to great success. We'll dive into the last drag story time, which happened in November, a little later on. But unfortunately, from the end of 2022, drag story time started to become controversial, and the events were met with people opposing the drag queens and the books being read. The far right argued that drag story time events were sexually explicit and inappropriate for children. In Australia, drag story time made the news in January 2020 after a protest formed by the University of Queensland Liberal National Club was made outside the Brisbane Square Library, and it turned out one of the club members was an openly gay man, and a day after the protest took place, he took his own life. This was suspected to be due to all the photos of him surfacing and being shared across social media. That was kind of the main first time that it became present in Australia in the media, where drag story time was under attack. And in November 2022, Australian drag queen who competed on RuPaul's Drag Race, Courtney Act, appeared on Play School. And for the listeners overseas, Play School is a children's television program. Courtney Act was reading a children's book called The Spectacular Suit, which is about a girl who rejects her mother's request to wear a dress on her birthday because she wants to wear the spectacular suit. Courtney's appearance on Play School quickly made headlines around Australia after an Australian senator held up a picture of Courtney reading the book in the Senate and asked why is ABC, which was the station the program Play School was on, was grooming children with this sort of adult content. Not sure why a drag queen reading a story about a child wanting to wear pants is considered adult content. The ABC managing director shot down the senator's words, along with Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, stating grooming is a really serious matter, and it's not for being played with by conservative senators to make headlines. Courtney shot back at the senator too. To grow up, reading to kids about a girl in pants is not grooming. The far right continued to attack drag story time into 2023, with events needing police guarding in Sydney due to protests, and even a reported bomb threat was made to try and prevent the drag story time from taking place. In Melbourne, drag story time events planned part of International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia were met with several protests, where council staff were abused and the attendance of neo-Nazis. This caused the council to have to cancel the event. Similar events were booked to take place in Bendigo, Ballarat, Geelong and Shepparton across regional Victoria, where complaints were being put in against the drag queens who were reading the stories. Their social media accounts were being bombarded with hateful comments, where the effects towards some of their mental health is still impacting them today. Drag story time was planned to take place in Shepparton in November at the Goulburn Valley Library as part of the Out in the Open Festival. In the lead up to the drag story time, some groups who had travelled around to target these events to get these events cancelled started calling the Shepparton Library and abusing and threatening the staff. If you lived in Shepparton, you would have also started to see cars with writing on their windows, "Leave our children alone, stop grooming our children," written on car windows, and flags hanging out, which I will not name the group that these flags belong to. The car park at the front of the Shepparton Library was filled with people I can only describe as far right, beeping their horns and shouting. I'm not sure why they think reading books to children by a drag performer is harmful when they are being abusive and shouting and threatening, and how this isn't harmful to children. But when they are being abusive, this type of behaviour is completely okay for children to see and witness. I read a message from one parent saying their kid was asking, "Why are these angry people shouting at us?" The Shepparton Council then announced that they were cancelling the event. They needed to look out for their workers' safety and everyone else's attending. The far-right group then posted on social media that they had won and the event won't be happening. But there was one thing no one had counted on, and that's the LGBTIQA+ community and how we know to stand up for ourselves and say we won't be silenced. The Rainbow Community Angels were on their way, and with the support from the people in Shepparton, everyone showed up at the library like planned. The Rainbow Community Angels formed a barrier with their wings. Thankfully, parents showed up with their kids who wanted to take part in the event. That's the funny thing. All drag story time is completely up to you if you come or not. No one is being forced to take part in these events. I arrived with my daughter. There was a strong police presence and only one protester showed up. Actually, they weren't really a protester, but they showed up, made a sign and held it upside down and said some silly quotes to the media, all to make them look silly. Frock Hudson read books to the children and the children all smiled and was interacting and having a blast. This all happened at the front of the Shepparton Library because the event was technically cancelled, but we were like, we're going to run it anyway. So we did it on the grass at the front. There was nothing sinister, just a celebration of love, inclusion, and the Shepparton community coming together. That's something these protesters didn't realise when they embarked on a regional town. It's the connections that people have within it, and at the end of the day, we are there to support each other. So drag story time, it's about a drag queen who is in a character reading stories like Sewing the Rainbow, which is about a rainbow flag and what each colour means, or This Day in June, which introduces the reader to the idea of an LGBTI pride parade, because representation matters. My daughter, when she was 3 years old, heard a story that was being read out, and it was about a girl with two dads. She stood up in the front of everyone and said, "That's me. I'm the girl in the book. I have two dads." And that's exactly why reading stories which have topics of families of all sorts a part of our story is important, because representation and young people seeing themselves, whether it's, you know, characters of colour or someone with mum and dad or a mum and a mum or a dad and a dad, everyone deserves to be able to see themselves in stories, movies, etc. So if you hear there is a drag story time event happening in your area, please support them and give the drag queens some extra love and encouragement, because behind all the glitter, makeup and colourful wigs and high heels is a person. And even though our drag queens have led the way for us in many ways towards change, it's our role as well to look after them. You know, that's where it's linking back to John's quote that drag queens are very talented people just trying to live their lives, and they just want to give people a bit of colour and brightness and entertain. To finish off this week's episode, I'm going to give you two clips that I recorded from the drag story time that took place in Shepparton, so you can hear a little bit of what drag story time's about. So I do apologize, it is recorded off my phone, so the audio is, and it was outside, so the audio is going to sound a little bit different, but enjoy, and I will check in with you at the end of the clips. So there you have, actually, it was three clips, sorry, from the Out in the Open drag story time that we held in November last year. And as you can see, you can hear, it was a story about the grandchildren finding grandpa's pride flag and him explaining about it, and someone, a story about dogs and walking their dogs. You could see and hear the cheers and the laughter and the clapping at the end. It was well attended. I think there was over 30 children and their parents at the event, and the mass of other people that came to support and look out for everyone who was attending, along with the community angels who do such an amazing job going out to each and every drag story time that they can possibly go to make sure that they can protect and guide the attendees coming to story time and block out any protesters and hate by having music blaring of songs, just lovely and affirming to for the children. So it's a really, really great initiative that the Rainbow Angels have done, and it's just so warming, you know, coming to the Shepparton event, and it was so just, you know, warm the heart to see the support that we had, and that, you know, unfortunately, that these protesters, these people that go around from town to town, they're not even from the towns that they're protesting in, that are, and causing all this disruptiveness. And it's a shame, because if they just let things go and allowed people to attend the things that people want to attend, and allow parents to make choices what they would like their kids to be a part of and learn from, and it would just be a much better place, you know. So drag story time, as I mentioned, it's a very important aspect. Kids love it. Kids love drag. They love the color, the brightness, the glitter, the wigs. You know, it's no more than that. So please tune in to next week's episode. But if this is the first episode that you're listening to, make sure you go back and listen to the other six. If you want to be a supporter of this podcast as well, there's a page that you can click and donate to. I do this solely by myself, and any support is grateful. So, and also, you know, feel free to reach out and send me a message and say hi. You can find me on Instagram, Chris Stevens Todd. If there's any topics that you want me to cover and talk about, drop them into my DMs and I'll look at them and cover some topics that are of an interest to you. So until next time.